Our mother, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she shares a very beautiful moment with us. She says one day the Prophet ﷺ came home and he was in a particularly joyful mood. And so she said, I wanted to take the opportunity. And so I asked him, please pray for me, make a special dua for me. So he raised his hands and he said, Allahumma ighfir li Aisha. Oh Allah, forgive all the sins of Aisha, what she has done previously and what she might ever commit in the future. Ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat. What she might have done privately or what she might have done publicly. Forgive all of her sins. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha became so overjoyed and happy that the Prophet ﷺ made such a beautiful, powerful dua for her that she started like rocking back and forth out of happiness to the point where she put her head in the lap of the Prophet ﷺ out of excitement. The Prophet ﷺ said, does my dua for you make you happy, Aisha? She said, of course, why wouldn't it? Who wouldn't be happy that you made this dua for them? And then the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the same dua, hadhihi dua, I li ummati ba'da kulli salatin. This is the same dua that I make for my entire ummah, li ummati, for my entire ummah, after every prayer. After every prayer, I pray for my ummah and I make this dua for them. The Prophet ﷺ said, I look forward to meeting my brothers and sisters. Ikhwani, my brothers. The Sahaba asked, are we not your brothers? And he said, you're my companions, but my brothers, my sisters, are those who believe in me, even though they have not met me in person, they have not seen me. وَلَمْ يَرَوْنِي. He had such a love for us. The Prophet ﷺ told us that on the day of judgment, look for me where the deeds are weighed. Look for me at the crossing of the bridge of Sirat. Look for me at these places. And if you need a little help, you need a little boost, I'll provide it to you. I'll give it to you. That is the kind of love that he had for us. And so it's a simple question. How can we not love someone who loved us so much and loved us so selflessly and so sincerely and so genuinely and so meaningfully? And that's a very, very important way to approach and to think about developing love for the Prophet ﷺ.